USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the world, every country is dealing with the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's encouraged by the public's reaction to efforts by the House and President Trump.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health talks about how long people should remain isolated.
It's going to be a matter of, you know, several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. Just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
He was on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.